What is etiquette?
Learning to yawn with your mouth closed.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What is a guillotine?
The first real cure for dandruff.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. As living proof to all you service men and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wit, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, our doctor of music, Nat Novick, and the man who sticks his neck out every time at this week, or every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are again with that unessential, unimportant, unbalanced, unnecessary, and uncouth quiz program, It Pays to Be Ignorant, with a board of experts who are so dumb they think a shoehorn is a musical instrument. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled How to Win Friends and Still Eat Garlic. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you. I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I know.
Yes. Three's a crowd, and there were three. He, the lamp, and lovely she. To his company, there's no doubt. That is why the lamp went out.
Ah, fine. Very cute.
I had to blow it out.
You had to blow it out. All right. Next, we have a woman who likes tea so much, she carries the bags around with her under her eyes. A woman who, when she was given the gift of gab, took it back and got a larger size, Miss Lulu McConnell.
Here I am, Mr. Howard, in the flesh.
Well, you better take it out and have it pressed.
Is that so? Well, my old man thinks I have beautiful skin.
I imagine.
He says, Lulu, he always calls me Lulu.
I see.
You see, that's my name.
He knows you.
He says, Lulu, you have beautiful skin. I just love to touch you.
Isn't that nice? Yes.
Yeah. Last night he touched me for $10.
I see. All right, next we have a man. Next we have a man who has such a small head he has to wear his glasses on his Adam's apple. A man of many parts, but none of them work. Mr. George Shelton.
Say, you know, Mr. Howard, I met a lovely girl last night. Her name was Lillian Oakes.
I see.
She was a peroxide blonde.
So what?
You know what a peroxide blonde is, Mr.
I'm not interested.
Mr. Shelton, tell me, what is a peroxide blonde?
That's an established bleached head.
A bleached head. Well, I just met the experts, folks, so I know just how you feel. Here's the first question for this evening. See if we can get it. Here's one question I think that you experts can answer very easily.
That's good, yes.
Here it is.
What is the question, Mr. Howard?
I'm giving it to you right now, Mr. McNaughton. Can you name four persons on that radio program entitled It Pays to Be Ignorant?
Do we have to get two out of three on this?
Look, I'd like to get the whole four.
Would you settle for one?
Probably have to.
Would you repeat that question, Mr. Howard?
Repeat it.
Yeah.
Can you name the four people on the radio program entitled It Pays to Be Ignorant?
What night does it go on?
Friday night.
No, that lets me out. I'm never home on Friday night.
I see.
Mr. Howard, is it a musical program or a quiz program?
Well, it's a quiz program, I'm ashamed to say.
Well, I must listen to it some Friday night.
Yeah.
I just love quiz programs.
Yeah.
They're so educational. I often listen to Information Please, and you know, I get the answer before the experts do.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Miss McConnell, do you sleep well at night?
Oh, sure.
I thought so. You lie so easily. Is it possible none of you know the names of the four persons on the program It Pays to Be Ignorant?
Mr. Howard, tell me, is it anything like our program?
You're getting warm, Mr. McNaughton.
I am.
Yes.
Do you mind if I take my coat off?
Yeah, go ahead. Leave your pores open if you want to. Look, I'll give you a hint. The person who asks the questions on this particular program is a very smart, soft, very intelligent man. And the people who try to answer the questions are half-wits.
That's not like our program.
No.
No. On our program, the experts are smart. And it's the person who asks the questions a half-wit.
I say.
On our program.
Mr. Howard, you say there are four persons on this program?
That's right, four persons.
Would it be Hart, Schaffner, and Mark?
Hart? Now, please, that's only three people.
How about Mrs. Mark?
Mrs. Mark?
She's a silent partner.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Don't tell me somebody has a wife that is silent. Now, let's get on here, please.
Mr. Howard, does the program have an orchestra?
No.
No orchestra?
No, there is no orchestra. There are several people with instruments with a guy standing in front of them waving a stick, but it's not an orchestra.
No, then what are they doing with the instruments?
They found them in an empty house. I don't know. Now can you answer the questions about radio?
Would it be that program about dentists?
Well, it could... about dentists?
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
You never heard of tooth or consequences?
Tooth or consequences. Look, Mr. McNaughton. Mr. McNaughton, please, what are you laughing at?
Oh, I just saw Junior miss.
Hey, Junior. Please.
You know, Mr. Howard, our program should get the what prize is that they give out?
You mean Pulitzer Prize?
How do you spell it?
P-U.
That's it.
That's it. Around, pay attention, see if we can get it. In hunting, what is a bird dog used for?
What kind of a dog, Mr. Hart?
A bird dog.
My old man bought a bird dog once.
Yeah.
But it was no good.
It was no good?
No, couldn't sing a note.
Couldn't sing a note.
And it wouldn't eat. I bought it one package of bird seed after another.
It wouldn't eat it.
No.
A bird dog don't sing.
Well, why do they call it a bird dog?
That's what I want you to tell me.
Oh, you don't know either.
I don't. No.
You're a fine quiz master, you are.
Right.
How do you expect us to know the answers if you don't know them?
Exactly. I mean, suppose we did answer a question correctly. Yeah. You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. Look, is that a chip you have on your shoulder, Mr. McNaughton, or is it your head?
No, Mr. Howard, it's my head.
Well, it needs a refill. But look, the question is about dogs.
Mr. Howard, do you want to buy a cage?
Is it big enough to hold three hyenas?
It's big enough to hold your whole family.
I see.
Where'd you get the cage, Miss McConnell?
We used to keep our bird dog in it.
You kept a bird dog in a cage?
Well, we didn't want him flying all over the place.
No.
You mean he could fly? My word, must have been a sky terrier.
A sky terrier. Oh, that's terrible, Miss McConnell. Look, in the hunting season. Look, haven't any of you ever gone hunting?
Oh, I go hunting every morning.
That's fine. What do you hunt for?
Meat.
Meat.
Butter. Sugar. My old man.
He's out, too. Next time you go hunting, look for another head. The one you got is no good. The question's about dogs.
Have you got a dog, Mr. Hart?
Yes, I have a good dog. I have a whippet.
Why?
Well, what do you mean, why?
Why have you got a whippet?
Now, wait a minute.
It was a good dog. Why do you whip it?
I said I got a whippet. Makes no difference whether it's good or bad.
You got to whip it whether it's good or bad?
That shows you what a dirty, mean streak that man has.
Tell me something, son. Why you got to whip it? Why?
That's my question.
I know it is. I got to whip it because I like it.
Well, if you like it, why do you whip it?
Listen, you three tubs of waste fat, don't you know what a whip it is?
Rather, that's a small whip, isn't
it? That's rough. Now, whip it is a small greyhound.
Oh, a greyhound. I ride on one every day.
You're right. Mr. Sheldon, did anyone in your family ever die?
No, thank goodness.
Why don't you go home and break the monotony? Why don't you do that?
Howard, what color is your greyhound?
It's brown and white.
I thought you said it was a greyhound.
It is a greyhound, but it's brown and white.
Oh, he must be beautiful. Gray, brown, and white. What color is its eyes?
Blue, you imbecile blue.
Imbecile blue, very pretty shade.
Did you say blue eyes? I love blue eyes. My old man gives me one at least every Saturday night.
Roberts is getting the folks up here. For want of something better to do, we turn to our orchestra. You've all heard of Phil Spitalini's all-girl orchestra. Here is Dr. Novick and his all-gorilla orchestra. I give you Dr. Novick because I have no use for him. Here he is. Yeah, it's the same order. Where's that duck coming from? One of them's walking out. Contestant this evening, Mr. Roberts.
Our first contestant, Mr. Howard, is Corporal Harold Horton of the United States Army.
That's fine. Glad to have you. Good evening, Corporal. We're very happy to have you with us. How are you feeling this evening, Corporal?
Fine, Mr. Howard.
Well, that's fine. Where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York.
I used to work in that town. Yeah, I was a manicurist in a carpenter shop.
You were a manicurist in a carpenter shop?
I used to file nails.
Nice. Just ignore them, Corporal. They're not responsible. What are you doing in New York? On a furlough or a...
Yes, sir.
I see. You having a nice time?
Fine.
Well, that's swell. I'm glad to hear it, I'm sure.
Say, Corporal Horton, you know, I remember... The last war, you know, I was in the last war, yes.
Yeah.
I remember I went on a furlong.
Had a hard time remembering it there. You went on a what?
No, as a matter of fact, I did. I went on a furlong.
You mean a furlough?
No, a furlong. When I came back, they put me in the guardhouse.
So why did they put you in the guardhouse?
Well, I went too far and stayed too long.
I see. Waiting for something like that, you should have never came back. What'd you do before you entered the service?
I went on a furlong.
I'm not talking to you, please. Pay no attention to them, will you, Corporal? We're glad to have you with us tonight.
We certainly are. What's your first name, honey?
Harold.
Harold? Oh, that's a cute... Don't you like that? Oh, that's a cute name. Mr. Howard, isn't that a pretty name?
Yes.
You know, all the names...
All right. That is a nice name. Yeah. Don't try to win the Academy Award. Go right off.
Well, look, honey. Honey, look here.
Yeah, look.
You can just call me Razor.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a strapping girl.
Yeah.
And you've been brushed off lots of times, too. Now, do us a favor there. Reach into the dunce cap there, Corporal, and pick up a question for us, please. And will you read the question, if you don't mind?
What kind of liquid is used in a fountain pen?
That's very good. To the point. What kind of liquid is used in a fountain pen? Do you have a fountain pen, Mr. McNaughton?
Yes, but it's no good. I can't write a word with it.
Well, perhaps you can tell me the name of the liquid you use in it.
Oh, are you supposed to put something in it?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Do you have a pen, Miss McConnell?
Do I have a what?
Pen, a fountain pen. Don't you know what a fountain pen is?
Sure, that's a jail with running water.
A jail with running water. A jail with running water. A fountain pen is not a jail with running water.
Well, I ought to know. My old man's in jail, and his cell is full of water.
His cell is full of water?
It must be. He said for me to come up and bail him out.
Well, Miss McConnell, what's your old man in jail for?
For beating a horse in an alley.
My word, why was he beating a horse in an alley?
He thought it was me.
Right. Very natural mistake.
You know, my brother-in-law's in jail.
What's he in jail for?
For doing his shopping early.
Well, that's silly. How could he be arrested for doing his shopping early?
Oh, he went shopping before the store opened.
Right. Look, the question's not about jails, it's about fountain pens.
You know, my little nephew swallowed a fountain pen this morning. We sent for the doctor, yes. But he can't come until tomorrow.
Can't come until tomorrow? What are you doing in the meantime?
We're using a lead pencil.
Nice. Mr. McNaughton, how come you were never elected king of the morons?
Professional jealousy.
I imagine, yes. The question's about fountain pens.
Say, did you hear about that little ink drop that was so blue because its old man was in the pen finishing out a sentence?
Will you please try and answer the question?
That's good, you know, in the pen finishing out the sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
I get the point.
I get the point. Please, will you try and answer the question?
But we are trying, Mr. Howard, and I must say your attitude is not the least bit helpful.
I see. Well, I beg your pardon, Mr. McNaughton. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you in the least.
What did you do to you, Mr. McNaughton?
What did I do to him?
Why'd he hurt you?
Oh, it's nothing, Mr. McConnell. Nothing at all. No, it's quite all right.
What did you do to Mr. McNaughton?
Now, look. Look, please. I didn't do anything to him.
Well, then why did you apologize to him if you didn't do anything? Answer me that.
Quite all right, Mr. Shelton. Say no more about it.
Oh, it is.
Oh, I mean, don't bother with it. I've forgiven him.
You've forgiven me for what? For what?
Well, Mr. Howard, let's forget the whole thing. Let bygones be bygones.
What are you picking on Mr. McNaughton for? Why'd he hit you, Mr. McNaughton?
When I hit him? Say, what is this?
Oh, acting innocent, huh? You can't go around insulting people using your brute strength. Why, you big sap, for nothing, you dumb cluck, I'd punch you right in the nose.
For nothing?
For 2 cents, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Anybody got change for a nickel?
Save that one nicely, Mr. Sheldon. Are you going to answer the question? Are you going to answer the question or aren't you?
You mean we have a choice?
You have a choice. Please.
Mr. Hart, I'd like you to know, old boy, that I bear you absolutely no malice at all.
What's
no
that?
Hard feeling whatsoever. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. That's very nice.
In fact, I feel just the same way about you as I always have.
I appreciate it.
Why, if you and I, old boy, were alone on a desert island with only a knife between us, I'd let you have it.
You'd let me have it. Contestant, please.
Our next contestant, Mr. Howard, is a very pretty and a very charming young lady. Seaman First Class, Hilda Charles of the Stars.
Very nice. Good evening. Good evening, Miss Charles, and welcome to A Face Bigger. How do you feel this evening, Miss Charles?
Just fine.
Well, that's fine. You certainly do look it. Where are you from, would you care to say?
North Carolina.
Oh, from North Carolina. Down in North Carolina. Nothing could be finer. That is marvelous. How long have you been in service?
10 months.
10 months, I see. I suppose you enjoy every minute of it.
Very much.
Yeah, all the girls tell us that. What are you doing here in New York? On a visit or?
Just a visit.
Just a visit. Been in New York before?
Yes.
Oh, you have. How do you like our fair city?
Oh.
Our rainy city today, rather.
Very nice.
Oh, you like it? That's swell. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I hope we've been treating you all right. Have we?
You have.
Have you met any boys? Have you met any nice boys in the city today?
Not today, I haven't.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
I see. How would you compare them with the boys in North Carolina? What would you say?
Well,
you don't have to. If I'm putting you on the spot, don't be afraid to say so. Are they the same, more wolfish, or a little more timid, or what would you say?
No, the boys that I've met in New York are very nice.
Well, that's fine. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. We do have a nice bunch of boys here. I will say that myself. What did you do in civilian life, Miss Charles?
I was a bookkeeper.
A bookkeeper? I see.
Bookkeeper, huh?
Yeah,
bookkeeper. Figures, huh?
Figures. That would come in your mind, you wolf, you.
Mr. Howard, please, introduce me.
Now, wait, would you like to be introduced to Mr. McNaughton, Miss Charles?
I would.
You would? That's unusual. Miss Charles.
Well,
Miss Charles, meet Mr. McNaughton.
How do you do, Miss Charles?
How do you do?
Pleasure.
I'm turning it on now.
Sure, I don't know. I'm sure I don't know when I've met a young lady with so much charm and personality.
Same line every week.
Do you know, Miss Charles, that your beauty intrigues me?
Mm. Me too. How you been, I hope.
How do you been, I hope?
Oh, I have no doubt.
I say. That's English, Miss Charles.
Miss Charles is a very nice girl, isn't she?
Miss Charles is a very nice and charming looking girl.
She's much younger than I am.
Well, who is it?
You old crow.
All right, I worry a lot. Stop embarrassing Miss Giles. Pay no attention to them, Miss Giles. We'll be feeding them any minute now. We're glad, as I say, to have you with us, I'm sure. And will you reach into the dunce cap there while you're here and pick out a question for us, if you don't mind? And when you get one, would you be kind enough to read it right into the microphone, if you will?
In what city in Canada is the Bank of Montreal located?
That's very nice. In what city in Canada is the Bank of Montreal located?
Mr. Howard, you might like to know that I consider that a very excellent question.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Would you consider answering it?
I'd be glad to.
You'd be glad to answer it?
No, I'd be glad to consider it.
Miss McConnell, how about you?
Oh, I'm all right. How about you?
I'm fine. Wait a minute. I mean, do you know what city in Canada the Bank of Montreal is located?
No, but I can find out.
Never mind.
Why don't you ask me? I'm here too, you know.
Oh, yes? All right, Mr. Sheldon. All right. The Bank of Montreal is located in what city?
There he goes changing the question. Huh?
Oh.
Okay. You don't answer the question the way it's written. Wait. I can't answer you.
Wait a minute. I just gave it a twist.
You did not. You're screwing it all up. You're screwing up now. I don't know where I am now.
You never do. You've been lost since the day you were born.
You make me sick.
Okay, let's get on here. I don't believe any of you know what a bank is.
Who don't? I just came from a bank this morning.
Yeah.
I went to the Citizens Bank to get some money. And they said they weren't giving any money away.
Certainly not. Banks don't give money away.
Well, it said Citizens Bank, and I'm a citizen.
banks loan money.
They don't loan it either. I tried to borrow $10 from them.
Did you have any security?
Certainly. I showed them my social security card.
Did they? And they didn't give you the money?
No, they weren't even social.
Look, the bank has got to have security. You have got to have something worth $20 before they will lend you $10.
Well, this suit is worth $20, ain't it?
Look, they don't want your suit. That is not security.
It is for me. What good is $10 if I hadn't got a suit? Where would I go to spend $10 without a suit?
Oh, you're right, old boy. You certainly look silly walking down the street without a suit on.
That I'd like to see.
The bank has got to have collateral. They can't get along without their collateral.
I can't get along without my collateral either.
Well, Mr. Howard, tell me, how much collateral would Mr. Shelton need to borrow $10?
Roughly, I would say $20 worth of collateral.
You gotta have $20 to borrow $10?
Wait a minute. If I had $20, I wouldn't need to borrow the $10, would I?
No. Don't you understand? The bank won't lend you $10 unless you give them something worth more than $10.
Well, why, Mr. Howard? Why?
So in case Mr. Shelton does not pay back the loan, they can sell what he gives them and get their $10 back.
But if he had something worth $10, he could sell it himself.
Certainly I could.
But maybe he wouldn't want to sell it.
Then why give it to the bank to sell?
Look, you don't give it to the bank to sell.
I don't give what to the bank to sell?
Whatever you're going to give them.
But I'm not going to give them nothing.
Then that's what they'll give you.
What?
Nothing. Well, folks, we have just put on ice another session of Face Big. Be with us again next week if you can. Same time, same station. Now, here is that back alley baritone to tell you just what we mean when we say...
It's to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. Each week I earn $6. My brain is terribly lax, but when there ain't no income, then there ain't no income tax. So you see, it pays to be ignorant. Have no brain, be a name, just be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant, just like me.
Mr. Howard, I'm going to interrupt you a moment.
Yeah, something new has been added.
Go on, Miss McConnell. Of course, dear. Go right on. Yes, do.
All right, Miss McConnell. Talk, but not long.
Hello, everybody. All you boys over there, I just want to tell you fellows overseas that I have been buying up all the pink ribbon in town, just waiting for those love letters I'd like to get from them. So, honey, just like me, your pen pal, Lula McConnell. It pays to be ignorant. Care of Armed Forces, Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Right soon. Goodbye, honey. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta, Miss McConnell. I second the motion.
It pays to be ignorant. Starring Tom Howard, Harry McNaughton, George Shelton, and Lulu McConnell. With another guest expert and Nat Novick's Rhythm Butcher. We'll be back to pester you again next week. Ken Roberts saying so long for the Armed Forces Radio Service.